You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht, Benjamin Pieske, and Sam Gardner, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today we are talking about my experience as a statistician in a due diligence project. And if you don't know what that is, stay tuned. It's really, really awesome and interesting, and maybe a great opportunity for you in the future as well. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. The reduced rate is only £20 for non-high-income countries and £95 for high-income countries. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to a new episode. Today I'm talking again with my good friend Benjamin. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very well, Alex. Yeah, it's been a while. We've been chatting occasionally, but only the two of us. It's been a while.
Yeah. And today we talk about a really interesting experience I once had and was very, very special. It was a so-called due diligence project. And when I first heard about it, I said, due diligence? What's due diligence? It's just kind of, well, I'm always diligent on things. So what's so special about it? And then I learned that this term is especially used when there is a new, bigger business opportunity. So like when you buy a small company, or if you buy a product, or if you want to partner on a product, or these type of things where, you know, there's usually quite some money involved and you want to make sure for your business that it is the right decision. So, and that's why there is these due diligence projects. The company I was working in at the time had a two-step process, at least two steps. The first was kind of a high-level review, and that included kind of a couple of people and a couple of hours to look more generally into, at that time, a compound. And then thereafter was then a deep dive. To make sure that there's a really thorough review of everything around the product. That's where I got pulled in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting. So it's really about like more like a project wise, as you said. I mean, diligence is something that we all know, or should be known. And it's really like that we now talk about a little bit like a bigger complex project. I mean, if it's a easy task, obviously we wouldn't need a special strategy. But so, I mean, when you said about buying like a small company and so on, so is it then that the statisticians really need this process?
Yeah, it was really interesting. So when you buy a product, yeah, in a certain stage of development. Yeah, so I think at that time it was within phase two, yeah? And you look then into everything that they have, then of course you also need a statistician to understand the data very well, yeah? What's the quality of the data? What is the, you know, how confident are you? How is the clinical plan looking like? Is that something that is feasible? Are there things that can be improved, changed? What's the probability of success? Is that well estimated, or are there any kind of, you know, limitations, or maybe also strengths in the data? Yeah. So are there features that makes us product really compelling? Or are there things in there where you think like, that more looks like a dead horse? So that's the part about it. And it was an awesome experience because it was a quite big team. I think it were 20, 30 people involved from the buyer side across all the different areas. Yeah. So safety, medical, pharmacology, CMC people, all kind of different functions led by project manager that was coming from this business development area. All these people were handpicked and highly regarded experts in their field. So really kind of an A team. So lots of awesome people. Yeah. So, you know, when you work in a usual kind of study team, yeah, you have some more experienced, some less experienced people, some, you know, outstanding people, some mediocre people, you know, you have, you know, always kind of a
wide mixture.
Yeah? Really, yeah. But in that sense, you know, you only had people that really know their stuff. Yeah. Where the senior management trusted them. Okay. If Fred is saying that, then that's right.
Yeah. Usually, I mean, people feel quite comfortable in the working environment and have people that they know how to deal with, et cetera. But really having handpicked experts to collaborate with on a quite important piece of work, that's probably outstanding. That is, for your experience, probably very special. But however, that's not the standard, you know, the basis for due diligence. It's more like when you describe how your experience was. So, but how did you guys then prepare? I mean, did everyone kind of get a handout on, you know, on the process, on due diligence, or was it that you guys sit together and discussed it and figured out the way of getting to the problem and you know, finding the solution or an answer together? Also, how did it work then?
So actually, it started with training on the process and especially all the protection around it. So these projects are highly confidential. Yeah. So my supervisor, for example, only knew that I'm working on a due diligence project, but he had no clue what that project especially entails. Yeah. Which company that would be, which product that would be, all these were completely secret. Yeah. And also my step supervisor didn't know. It was only the VP that knew about that and the details. And my also, you know, all the detailed discussions were only with the VP. Yeah. It was so secret that there was even an incident when our AA booked the flight and it leaked that where I'm flying to my supervisor for approval reasons. Yeah. There was, that shouldn't have happened and things like that. Yeah. So. It's really, really a lot of secrecy around it because, of course, you don't want to have any leaks that you're interested in this product or this compound in this company to have any others jump on that potential opportunity.
But also, I think for the project itself, I mean, for your diligence project, it's more that also if you find out any or if there's leaking any information through, you know, that would be potentially information spread that might lead to incorrect conclusions. So in whatever way it is, I mean, if it's by accident or if it's just, you know, aimed for failing.
Yeah. And so we first got a lot of documents. Yeah. There was an internal special storage where all these documents were put. And then we could review them, put comments into it, had a couple of discussion rounds virtually because the people included were from all over the globe. And then we had a meeting with the company and that lasted over about a week. Yeah? So every day we would have usually kind of a start meeting with everybody together, then also including the counterparts from the company. Then we would have interviews with various people in the company, would get together again to kind of speak about our findings, to share what we saw, any, you know, news, collaborated with each other and thought, okay, if there's this finding, then we also need to look into that one. If there's, you know, that strength, we also, you know, need to check on a couple of other things, because of course everything is kind of connected to everything. Yeah. So it says, well, if the upper dose looks promising from an efficacy side point, then someone asks, oh, is it safe? How would it have an impact on the formulation? You know, what is that possible? Or, you know, is then the pill maybe too big or whatsoever? Yeah, there's all kind of different connections. So we were constantly looking into these and, you know, moving around backwards, forwards, documenting all our findings. Yeah. And also doing kind of alternative calculations. Yeah, looking into the data, seeing kind of, okay, if we put a different assumption, how would that look like? Yeah, is the sample size calculation for the next study, is that, you know, does that make sense? Yeah, or should it be bigger? Or, you know, does it conform with the data that we need for an approval? Yeah, so we were also checking against regulatory guidelines. And whether that makes sense.
So until now, it sounds more like a very interesting because of the, you know, especially the secret, you know, the boundaries that you have from the protection side, but also like more like a very deep project with a lot of experts, but like a general project. So, I mean, you meet, you do the, you know, preparation and then, you know, to discuss, you ask questions, go back and forth. It's kind of a, you know, it's more like could be the FDA rather than the different companies. So what is it then in this case of due diligence, what is it that made the approach to that project so different?
So I think first it's you get a really intense view on all the data in a very short period of time. Yeah.
So how do you manage this? I mean, there must be something.
Yeah. You basically, you know, everybody blocked off time for that. Yeah. Every other project were kind of pushed aside. You needed to delegate things. You know, there was not like anything like, yeah, but I have this meeting. No, you don't. Yeah, I need to go to that meeting. No, you don't. This has top priority. There's nothing else that is more important. And so, you know, having that is feels really, really cool because you're not distracted by anything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, you could check your emails in the morning in the hotel or things like that. But during the day, there's only one thing that you're working on. And that made a lot of fun, yeah. Working with experts, diving deep into this. Then also the close collaboration with very senior people, yeah. So everybody was asked to then network the findings with their most senior people and then up the chain, yeah. So you had then discussions with very, very senior people in the company about, okay, what are here the pros and cons? What could be done differently? How big is the opportunity? How big is the uncertainty? That also gave you a lot of exposure to these people. And of course, this exposure is immensely helpful when it comes to maybe getting a new opportunity at work or getting the next promotion or things like that. Yeah. These type of projects give you a huge opportunity to shine. And so if you ever have the opportunity to get into something like this, jump on it. It's first, it's a recognition for what you have done, yeah, for your expertise. And so see it as that one, and also see it as a huge opportunity for further growth. Yeah, if you deliver here very well and there's lots of good feedback and your VP is impressed and even maybe, you know, potentially the supervisor of your VP, maybe even the CEO is included, yeah, then that can be only good if you perform well.
Mm. No, that's true. I think that is something you always should. I mean, we discussed this with regards to other topics like of networking, et cetera. So how do, and this is like an excellent opportunity to shine, as you said. So
yeah, very good. Yeah. So we talked today about this due diligence project and what it actually is. This, you know, looking into this business development. You know, maybe if you're working for smaller company, maybe you're sitting on the other side, yeah, and you're trying to sell your product or you're trying to make it look attractive, yeah. On either side, it's an awesome opportunity. It's a lot of fun. It's really intense, but it's a lot of fun because you work with great people. They know their stuff. They are all experts. And that's very usually because everybody knows, you know, everybody here is a stellar person. There's not a lot of ego involved because, well, give and take. And it's a really great opportunity to shine and to further progress.
Excellent. Sounds really good.
This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com to find the show notes and learn more about our podcast to boost your career as a statistician in the health sector. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.